Now, I have more guests in the studio today. It's a very, very busy show. And I'm joined by Robin Longman, who is a client liaison manager, and Jessica Kemp, who is also a client liaison manager from the Beaches Care and Nursing Home in Brentwood. So very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And I do apologise that you were standing outside the window. As you know, it's me in here on my own, and I could see you at the window. And you were smiling at me, and I was kind of just trying to put my hands up in the air, but there's not much I could do.
Yeah, don't worry, no problem.
And you're probably the only guest that have come in, and you've made your own tea and coffee, I feel a favour.
Yes.
We're used to that, that's fine. Yeah. We don't mind that.
We love to make ourselves at home, why not?
Now, you both work at the Beaches, which is the care and nursing home in Brentwood. So tell us about Beaches and why it's such a fantastic place.
Sure, I mean, it's amazing. A lot of people describe us more like a hotel with care. Yeah. So it's what we try and do is we change perceptions of care homes. And there's so much negativity on television. You know, you sort of see the panorama programmes about bad care and everything. And we sort of say it doesn't have to be like that. It can be fresh. It can be a different concept. And, you know, we offer more than that. We have different apartments. So we have studio, one and two bedroom apartments. So it's very much promoting the independent, the independence of our residents as much as possible, but supporting them with their care needs with full care and nursing care if we need it.
Yeah, we also have lots going on. We've got a fine dining restaurant. We have a full sort of timetable of activities as well. So we've managed to sort of find something for most of our residents to do and sort of enjoy their time with us as well.
People out there, you know, we've got old parents or grandparents, and they're a little bit hesitant. What would you say is the number one thing that you get when a resident actually has been there a couple of weeks and they say, well...
It's a new lease of life.
Yeah.
It's a lot of our residents that come to us, I say, are just starting to struggle with needing that extra support. And, it does give them a new lease of life. The social interaction is a huge thing, like Jess said. The restaurant, the dining experience, the activities, it's fantastic. It's really great.
We have sort of residents when they come into us, a few of them have said to me, you know, I feel like I've got my life back, which is just such an amazing thing to hear, isn't it?
And I think people think going into care is, you know, that's it, and it's not like that at all. As I say, it's a fresh lease, which is great, which is fantastic.
And people have to remember, you might be sitting there now, and we are relatively quite young, I'll include myself in that, but as my mum said, when she looks in the mirror, she's 86, she looks very well actually, but she's got a little bit of difficulty walking about, but she said, you do not feel, and this is what young people don't understand, you don't feel any different. But your body has changed. You can't do things like, you said, like putting on your socks. And you might laugh. You can't climb up a stepladder because you don't feel safe. She said, but you don't understand what it's like until you get to that age. But your brain, you still feel, she said, I still feel, you know, 25.
And that's why, you know, we say, you know, if you're over 80, life shouldn't end. You should continue that. It's still doing what you want to do. It's maintaining those things. And it's promoting, say, the independence, which is great. And supporting it in a way that we can. And you know, the activities team particularly do a fantastic job. Aside from the care, actually, you know, more than 80 plus residents finding something they'd like to do, you know, whether it's from the cinema. We've got Gents Club going on as we speak this morning, so we've had an awful lot of gents move in recently, which is fantastic.
Yep.
So it's a changeable, you know, environment, and it's making sure that everyone's individual needs are catered for.
Our activities team, because we've got two minibuses, we are able to take the residents out. So, for example, today, quite a few of the residents are going out down to Southend for fish and chips, and they go out to the local garden centres and any sort of local sort of events and fairs are going on. And yesterday some of them went down to the pub, you know, all different things like that. It's basically what the residents want to do. I don't think, like you were saying before, I don't think what people are interested in doing probably changes really much from when they're younger to when they're older. So it is just about they want to do.
And we do these trips that are, you know, fantastic and quite varied, but also everyday shopping trips, even if it's just Brentwood High Street or pop to Sainsbury's or anything like that, you know. That stuff that, you know, if we can continue to assist our residents with simple things like that, and that's something we'll do.
And visiting times is basically when anybody wants, because they've got their own apartments.
We're not a hospital. We are a home, and we want it to be homely. We encourage pets. We encourage, you know, grandkids. We want that sort of atmosphere. You know, our reception is staffed more than 12 hours a day, but aside from that, you know, we say come and spend time, eat in the restaurant, take your loved ones out. It's a case of make it a home and make it that.
And you can get involved or not involved. So you probably find that people move in and maybe they don't be involved. I would guess over a couple of weeks they start sort of thinking, oh well, I'll come out on a shopping trip, or I might come out, you're doing some art today, I might get involved. So
exactly, and it's very individual. It's, you know, the activities there, they're very diverse. But we don't, you know, we encourage people. But if people want to keep themselves to themselves, then that's absolutely fine. But we will get to know what they like, and we will tempt them out to do things, which is great.
So tell us about your roles, because you both do the same job. Are you both working sort of at the same time, or you do different hours, or you're on a team?
We're a team. We sort of handle sort of the initial stage. So when the initial inquiry is made, we will then make contact with the family and invite you to come in and have a cup of coffee with us, have a chat. We'll show you around and have a chat a bit more about your relatives' needs, and then from there then we will start to help you, to sort of guide you, to push the ball rolling to then get your relative in with us. We know it is quite a daunting experience, I think, for some people, because I think a lot of families do say to us, oh, we've never done this before, we don't know what we're doing, can you help us? So I think our role is sort of very important in sort of guiding the family through step by step, and they're able to just pick up the phone to us and ask us the silliest of questions, you know, and we're able to help, really.
Yeah, and we can signpost to people. If we can't do it ourselves, we know who to signpost to. That's the thing. And I think in a lot of care homes, they don't always have the support that we can offer, and that's why it's a great position. And we're very fortunate that we get to meet so many lovely people as well, which is, and do something like this, and actually go and talk about it, which is really good.
Yeah.
And what's lovely about the apartments is when people move into us, they are unfurnished. So, you know, we encourage people to bring their own furniture, make it familiar, make it home from home.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some families take a picture of the lounge at home and then come in and plan all the furniture in exactly the same way. So it's almost like mum didn't even move, you know, so the lounge is exactly the same, which is lovely.
Mm.
So it's in a supported environment, but it's still exactly where the pictures were, and everything is almost like nothing changed, really, which is so much nicer to settle people in.
Yeah.
Now, you have got some events coming up. I just wanted to say, you were talking about, did you say bungalows, or are they ground floor apartments with gardens?
They're ground floor apartments, yes. Okay. Yeah, so it's our lower ground floor, and they're designed for independent living. So we're launching it on June the 2nd, alongside a Right Royal Street party that we're having for our residents for the Queen's 90th. As I say, they are very similar to the other apartments throughout the home, but they have their own ground floor studio access to their own little private garden, and also that they have allocated parking space as well, should you still want to remain independent and drive as well.
And that's going to be taking place on the 2nd of June. So can anybody come along to this? Do you have to book in?
Yes, what we would just say is to call and book in, just so that myself or Robin can be there to sort of greet you and show you around and just spend a bit of time with you and have a little bit of a chat, really, just to point you in the right direction with everything.
Will it be tea and cake and things like
of
that?
Of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's always tea and cake.
It's
what we do best. The chef's great. So, yeah.
So June 17th, you've got National Care Home Open Day as well, where you can come in and have a look around at the final few apartments that you've got left.
Absolutely.
Yes. So again, that day we've got quite a lot going on in and around the home. So if you would like to come along, please do.
It's a great day. It's been running for I think 3 or 4 years now, and it's about getting out there and changing perceptions of care. It's going and have a look at your local care home, go and see what's going on, and see how it differs. And I think it's a great day to open. I mean, every day is an open day for us. We say, if you'd like to pop in, give us a bell. We can arrange it any time.
Mm.
But it's nice to do it nationally, so that actually we're all out there and we're saying, come and have a look at care homes, this is what we do and this is what we do well, and it's not scary, you know, it is, pop in and find out for yourself
with food, because I'm, as you know, I'm sort of into my food. Do you breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack? So if somebody was to actually have an apartment, do they buy the apartment outright or do they rent it? How does that work?
They rent it, so it's sort of done on sort of a weekly rental basis.
Yep.
So that works quite well.
And then you have a package, is it, to sort of buy in for the meals that you want, or...?
No, so the weekly rental includes all of your housekeeping and laundry. Includes, absolutely. So that's all done and returned to your apartment for you, which is great. I could do that myself, to be honest. It also includes all of your food in the restaurant. So in our bistro, we have breakfast, and then lunch and dinner is a three-course meal. There's always a meat, fish, vegetarian option. So it's a fantastic menu.
Yep.
And that's all inclusive. And we say that's part of the social experience, and that's part of it. And then it's just subject to your care needs as to how much support we then put in place for you. for you on an individual basis.
I bet you have treacle pudding, don't you, and things like that.
Oh, yes, yes. The puddings are fantastic. All the different puddings you could imagine, ice cream, the lot, you know.
Yeah. Now, you've got dementia awareness sessions from July.
So we're really excited, actually. Jess and I are going to do the Alzheimer's Society Dementia Champions training in June. So we hope to hold some Dementia Friends sessions. I know it's been a big, it's been quite well publicised about the Dementia Friends campaign for the Alzheimer's Society. And so we want to be part of that, and we want to offer that out to, you know, moving forward the community. And also a lot of our staff, we do internal dementia awareness training anyway, which is quite thorough, which is great, because obviously we have the Woodlands, which is our dementia suite, which is a fantastic environment for residents living with dementia. But so it's something we're really excited to do, and it's something that we feel we can sort of give back to the community and also, you know, find out more. You can always learn more, which is great, which is something that we want to expand ourselves.
There was something in the papers the other day, wasn't there, they were doing new sort of therapy involving music.
Yeah, we have umph sessions, which are activities put on, and they do sort of quite a lot of music for the mind and things like that as well. That of course, as you know, works really, really well.
Now, you both look really happy. You come in and you're both smiling. Yes. So tell us individually, what is the best thing about working at the beaches, and why does it mean so much to you?
Yeah, it is an absolutely lovely place to work. You know, although we've got beautiful surroundings, the staff and the residents really do make it. Mm. It kind of doesn't really feel like you're going to work, even though it can be quite hectic. It doesn't feel like a job, which is an amazing position to be in.
Yep.
I completely agree. I mean, the team are fantastic, from the care team, the maintenance activities. Every single department is so, pulls together and so happy to be there, which is really unusual. And you can feel that when you walk in through the front door, you know it's a lovely atmosphere. You can sense it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's just a pleasure to go to work. And also, the residents completely make it. They're hilarious and brilliant as well. So it's great to get to know them.
Now, national finalists at the National Care Awards.
Yeah, so Solomon, one of our lead carers, was a winner of the Dignity and Care Award for the South East last December.
Yeah.
And he went forward to the national final. So we went to Birmingham for that last Friday. Unfortunately, he didn't win, but we're very proud to have a finalist amongst us. Yeah. And it runs throughout the care team. So
yeah.
Solomon was nominated for the Dignity and Care, but you know the actual care team all the way through are absolutely fantastic. And we hope to enter them all again this year for...
Yes.
Yeah, for several more awards, which is good.
Well, thank you very much to both Robin and Jessica, who are both client liaison managers at the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, which is in Brentwood. And hopefully I'll see you again when there's cake involved.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for having us in. Yeah,
you're thanks. Welcome. And sorry you had to wait outside.
That's oh, right. No, don't worry.
You're lucky. Well, I've had guests outside before where it's been snowing and I've been sat here, which is, at least it wasn't raining for you.
Yes.
Now, it's 11:31.